Next item on the agenda is item number 11. Becky Flabot, I presume that's the correct way to pronounce it?
Yep, that's pretty close.
Okay.
So just a point of clarification on the previous case, the creek is deeper than 8 feet. We tried to stick some stakes that were 15 feet and couldn't reach the bottom. And those cages are marked correctly. We checked them when we were out there.
Water depth is in the eye of the beholder, whether it's what's deep and what's not. We got it.
Right.
And we trust you implicitly and explicitly, so proceed. That's why we swear you in.
So we'll move on to Becky Flabot's application. This is another older one that has some history. So it is an application originally requesting 18 acres of leased ground within Bennett Creek. This is Bennett Creek in the city of Pocosin. The application is protested by a nearby property owner and adjacent leaseholder. Excuse me. So now we've moved into Pocosin. Bennett's Creek is shown here. The words covered up by leases. This is coming up Bennett's Creek. Pocosin River is to the west and then up to the south. And out here is Chesapeake Bay. This is Cow Island, Lloyd's Bay, Floyd's Bay, depending on who you talk to. They call it both. This is the application area right here. This is the superimposed over our aerial photography. And I'm going to leave this one up for a minute to give you a little bit of the history of this one. So we did get this application in May of 2016. We did subject it to our normal public interest review. We did receive two objections to the application. We received the first letter from Mr. Robick and Ms. Helen Cox. They were concerned that the additional leases in this area, any additional leases in this area, will impact existing recreational uses and lead to possible injuries if bottom cages are utilized. They pointed out the staff had previously noted a nearby area as inappropriate for leasing in 2011. So the area to the west of this application here, you may recall, this came before the commission as a lease application way back, and it was denied. And then we received a petition from a number of Pocosin City residents requesting this area be set aside as clam ground, public clam ground. We did bring it before the commission. We did recommend that it be set aside as clam ground, and it was, and it is so designated now. They also expressed concerns that there was submerged aquatic vegetation in the area and that that area should not be leased or impacted. In January of 2017, we received a second objection from Mr. Julian Cox, outlining his concerns about the requested lease. I don't know that these two Coxes are related to each other, but it just happens to be both last names are Cox. Mr. Julian Cox noted the existence of SAV again in the area, the degree of fetch of this area, and potential for adverse water quality impacts that may promote harmful algae propagation. In his letter, he also sent to VIMS and copied us as well. He included these concerns, and the VIMS response is in your evaluation. We did survey the lease in August of 2018. We took care to avoid areas of existing SAV beds, and the resulting survey identified two areas within the application area that appear suitable for leasing. Those two areas contain 2.28 acres and 6.35 acres respectively. So the red here is the areas that we surveyed avoiding this is the SAV area. So the smaller area is right here that doesn't have SAV, and the second larger 6-acre area is this triangle here. Again, this area out here is public clamming ground. These are all existing leases, many of which have been in existence for years, some of them decades. There is a channel that runs through this area. You'll probably hear some about that from the protesters. You can see it in this photo right here. There's a channel marker that marks this channel. We have two leases that cross it. It's not dredged. It's a deep channel. And again, historically, we've leased in areas like this where there might be a marked channel but not a federal project channel that's dredged. This does not encroach into the channel. It is close, but it is not. This is an existing lease corner. This is an existing lease corner. So this leaseholder has the right to stake this lease at any time. So we use two existing corners, and this is an existing lease corner and this one. So there's no new corners here. It didn't exist already on existing leases. This one, we used two existing lease corners and set two new ones in this vacant area to avoid the SAV. We did contact both protestants with the revised survey information that you see here. Mr. and Mrs. Robert and Helen Cox responded that they'd be willing to withdraw their objections if BMRC would make a condition that no cages would ever be placed on this lease. Since our on-bottom regulation allows for such placement, and we believe conditions cannot be placed upon a lease because it's governed by the Code of Virginia, we don't believe this is a valid option. Mr. Julian Cox also continues to object and has provided additional information, and I believe is here today and will speak. And the additional information he's provided so far is included in your evaluation. So these are the two plats that, if you approve it, the 2.28 acres would be the southern area here, and the 6.35 acres would be this triangular area to the north, and we would recommend not leasing the area that's still shown as vacant. So the area that's not red there between the two leases and to the south of the smaller lease. Mr. Cox is going to speak. He has a presentation. I printed just a few copies of it. View those when he speaks. You may want to. So while staff does remain aware of the potential navigation concerns related to shellfish leasing in general, it appears leasing this area would not have more than a minimal effect on navigation in the area and should not impact other uses of the creek. As for the placement of cages on either of the two parcels, such placement is subject to our regulation that says it can't be more than a minimal impact to navigation, and should the leaseholder put cages on the lease that do create more than a minimal impact, they would be required to either remove them or locate them to another location on the lease that's appropriate. We did carefully avoid the SAV beds here when we surveyed this lease into two separate parcels. The remaining areas, as surveyed, are surrounded by other existing leases. Accordingly, we believe granting additional leases in harmony with the existing leases and therefore is appropriate, and therefore recommend approval of the two areas containing the 2.28 acres and the 6.35 acres. Mr. Julian Cox also, and I believe Mr. Robert Cox, both suggested that perhaps the commission would consider adding this area, this entire area, to the clam area that was approved previously. We held a public hearing on that, and the commission acted. We are not recommending that. I'm just mentioning it because that was another thing that was brought up. We're not sure that adding this oddly shaped area to this generally a rectangular area here, which is pretty large, really makes sense. And that's why the end of my recommendation was we think to be more harmonious here with what's going on here is leasing. What's going on here is public clam ground. And that filling in these gaps is not necessarily inappropriate as long as we avoid the SAV and these don't create any additional hazard that we have not heard about any of these leases. We did have some concerns about this lease in the past with some aquaculture structures, but they were addressed on a case-by-case basis. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Stagg. Any questions for Mr. Stagg? Mr. Zadrin?
Do you know what the purpose was in not leasing that particular land? So what I'm saying is, you know, it's leased all up there.
Yeah.
And so why didn't the people who got the other leases just come together? I mean, why was that left vacant?
You know, if I could answer that question, I could tell you why all these leases are shaped the way they are, because they're all very oddly shaped. And We stake them usually in the past, historically, we've staked these the way the person requested. So I can't tell you why these weren't leased in the past. And, of course, historically, in years past, we didn't have any policy against leasing where there was SAV. So we would have leased right over these. It's kind of odd that this kind of runs right down, you know, it may be because it is shallower than these areas, and that's why they were leased. But you do have SAV in these other leases, too. Some of these probably predate our policy, and some of this may be SAV that's colonized since. But we have leases of every conceivable shape, size, and the only thing we usually try to avoid is what we call a spaghetti lease, which is a really, really narrow lease that just runs right along the shoreline. This one's fairly narrow, but we did stop it here and made it more of a normal size shape lease. And this one was kind of restricted by the SAV. You know, if the commission doesn't feel that it's appropriate to lease this small of an area, I mean, that's up to y'all. But it would not meet the dredge criteria. So the applicant, if they get it, can't get a dredge permit for this because it has to be 3 acres, a minimum of 3 acres, and this is not. But this one is.
Thank you. Further questions? I'm surprised the adjoining leaseholder isn't having a problem with one that small thrown in there. But they don't. Any further questions?
The applicant is here.
Yep. The applicant here?
Yes.
Come forward, please. Good afternoon. Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God.
I do.
Can you state your name for the record, please, ma'am?
Becky Quinn Flabott.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Members of the board, my son and I have been involved in oyster aquaculture for the past 7 years. We have 2 leases in this Lion Creek area. We hope to expand our growth if you will approve this additional lease. My son is a commercial waterman, and I hold a commercial registration license. I understand that this application is under protest. In correspondence that I received from Mr. Stagg, there were 3 concerns which were expressed by Mr. Cox and Mrs. Cox in regard to my application. These concerns were the impact on SAV, public safety concerns, and adverse water quality. And I hope to address each concern. First, in regard to the impact on SAV, their survey was done. My understanding is that the proposed lease, as it stands now, meets the SAV requirement. And after the original survey, you know, the original application went through, the boundaries of the proposed lease were adjusted accordingly so that there would be no adverse impact on SAV. Secondly, to address the impact on public safety, I refer to a statement by Mr. Stagg and a letter dated August 3, 2018, to Mr. Cox and Mrs. Cox. He states, quote, while the application is next to the channel, we have other leases in this area in similar proximity to the channel, and we're not aware of any conflicts related to the leasing of those similar areas. The last concern regarded adverse water quality impact, Mr. Stagg also stated in this August 3, 2018 letter that the water flow in this area is robust, and we do not believe leasing and propagation of shellfish in this area will result in any degradation of water quality and may actually have a positive effect. To conclude, the 3 concerns expressed by Mr. Cox and Mrs. Cox in regard to this proposed lease have been addressed by professionals and experts in the marine resources field, and their conclusions are that there will be no adverse impacts to the environment or public safety. And therefore, I ask that you would please approve my application. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Flabott. Any questions of the applicant? Thank you, ma'am. Is anyone else here in support of this application? Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Yes, sir. Come forward. Mr. Southall, you've been previously sworn, but it's a different case, so I just want to make sure. You raise your right hand, solemnly swear the testimony you give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
State your name for the record again, please.
Charles N. Southall III, better known by Bud. Okay?
Yes, sir.
I am a Pocosin City Councilman, okay, and I am a private citizen of Pocosin. Okay? and I'm in favor of aquaculture. Okay? And if I knew for sure that what they would do is plant clams in the bottom or oysters in the bottom, okay, I wouldn't have a problem with this. But I am concerned about safety. We have blue waterways that the city supports for renting canoes and paddle boats and so forth that go right through that area, okay? Directly through that area, okay? The people who rent those canoes go through the blue waterways. They don't go out in the channel, okay? That channel at the mouth of the creek is very narrow. It is deep, okay, but it's very narrow. And this is not dissimilar from Chisholm Creek. And if you go in there in the summertime, there are boats by the dozen, okay, coming in and coming out, okay? Unlike most of my family, I'm a sailor. Okay? I like sailboats. Okay? I've got a 14-foot sailboat. Let me tell you what taking a 14-foot sailboat down that channel is like in the summertime with big cruisers, big boats moving in and out. Okay, it's terrible. Matter of fact, sometimes it's plain unsafe. Okay? I many times have moved my boat just outside those channel markers just to be out of the traffic to keep people from getting aggravated with me and running up on the back of me, pushing beside me and wobbling me over, and I'm not the only one. Okay, there's a lot of small boats that go through that area, okay? And you have to be careful there because once you get out of the channel, you don't get out of the channel very far before you're in shallow water. You have to have some tide. When I go through there on my sailboat, I have to pull the centerboard up. I have to trail the rudder up. Okay, if I knew that there couldn't be cages there, okay, then it wouldn't be a navigation issue. But we have people who are going to rent paddle boats. We have people who rent canoes. Okay, we have people who have boats that are 16 feet and smaller that on purpose stay out of the big traffic areas because the channel is so narrow and do cut through there. And it's going to be a safety hazard and somebody's going to get hurt should they put cages. Okay, Mr. Sags has said there's no way you can say what you can't put cages where you can. Okay. Because they may put cages, okay, I think it presents a serious safety hazard, and I think the application should be turned down.
Thank you, Councilman. Any questions of the gentleman? Thank you, sir. Anyone else in opposition? Yes, sir. Good afternoon, sir. Please solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God.
Yes, sir.
You state your name for the record, please.
My name is Julian F. Cox, Jr. Okay. I'm here representing me and my wife, Barbara, who are joint leaseholders inside there, as well as 50-year residents at the same spot.
Good deal. Okay.
So here we are.
Okay.
That's good. Yeah. How do I advance?
I think right you can just do the arrow keys forward. Like that. Okay. Forward, backwards.
Okay. Thank you. Just to make sure I got it right. Basically, where I'm at starting is to kind of give the overview of the area. When you look at it from the image that I've annotated, there's three key things. One is the location of the area applied for with the red dotted line. The other one is the abrupt depth changes in the channel from a few feet to about 16 feet. A lot of water comes down there from the upstream tributaries, and that water is coming out of there and very strongly doing tide changes and coming in the same way. And the third one is the city of Pocosin has a city of Blue Way there. They've established that on the website a number of years ago, and we're seeing a whole lot of good things happen there. So they put these pictures together to demonstrate, you know, there's a lot of... warm water months, a lot of activity. We got fast boats, slow boats, fueling the water, enjoying. This next slide is people make mistakes. The sailboat ran aground, was there for about 6 hours till dark. Then this guy pulls up in a pontoon boat. These are just a couple examples just to illustrate that. You know, given the exposure of this area here, and you see a couple of markers back there on the lease ground. They had little signs on them. They weren't legal size. They're about 12 by 12 is legal, I think. But anyway, they were dumping in the water, so they didn't really have a clue what they were doing right there in that water. They had a good time because there were no cages there. That's the good news. So my thinking is that if you're going to allow the cages to be deployed near the channel edge, then we ought to be using not the, you know, the BMRC standard warning signs.
Yes, sir.
But let's start using Coast Guard approved hazards navigation signs. That way, with all the traffic that's going through there with boats and visitors and all that, they're the rules of the road for navigation. Coast Guard came out in February, removed that state buoy and put a cam buoy in. It was a step forward, I think, because it looks like it's made of plastic. So if there is a collision in that narrow area, and you can see the channel right there, how wide it is in Bennett Creek by buoy four. Mm-hmm. It's probably about close to 200 feet. So we think that matters, and that's a positive step. A little bit on the history. Ben went over this, and I think did a good job of highlighting, but I'm going to make a few more points about it. One is, in 2011, we citizens that lived on the Pocosin Shore protested, going further back in that, where the lease that was originally approved, that's the lease, I can't read it, not too far, but it was lease 15, it was actually plat 15523, you can see it. That was lease way back. I'm not sure when. I knew the leaseholder then before he left. Chip Petrie was his name in the middle of the conversation. But anyway, 2002, the area just downstream was leased to us, my wife and I. And then I gave it a go in 2002, 2003. First, I tried restoration. Took the courses at VIMS and tried that. And Jim Weston was very helpful to me, too. But I tried, and what happened? Within about 3 months, we get a few nor'easters in these little shell reefs. They're about 100 foot by about 8 foot long. Put them in different spots out there in the area, the 18 area. But within 3 months, the sand acted like silt fences, sand fences. The strong northeast winds with the high waves, high energy waves, basically planted them over. So I gave it a go with cages deployed on legs, staying 1 foot. And what happened? I put some broodstock horses out there, put some Debbies and others. The sand essentially built up on top, because these cages with bags trapped sand too, and the oysters suffocated before I even knew what was going on. So I tried different styles of things, cages settled and all that sort of stuff. I tried rack and bag. And basically rack and bag, trying to keep a bag on a rack and stuff. And so they got washed away, and I lost a lot of oysters that way. So anyway, then in 2011, that's when this application that Ben mentioned came up. And at that time, that was one of the things that BMRC staff and the commission accepted, that cages and markers are going to be displaced. It's very difficult to even keep a corner marker up there, much less trying to hang a sign on it. So basically, that lease was denied. Now, when you come back upstream, you see the entrance to Lloyd Bay. Now, you don't get the kind of boat traffic in Lloyd Bay going that way, because it's mostly small water boats, craft going up and going through Sandy Bay Ditch to get out of the waves. But the Bennett Creek Channel is a major. It's the only access. There are no more. It's the last and only access. It's the basic channel. So what BMRC decided on that particular application, 2011-005, was to not lease that, cut that area way back from that light green outline you see for 50 acres back to 13. And when they cut it back, the issue was put on the table, and the commission approved it, that we would not lease that channel because the water is shallow in there. And that's what went on in 2011. So we fast forward to 2015, and I still showed the other leases and water depths and things I mentioned. There were two more leases granted, 2875 and 24, $499, which leased the whole channel and all the way to the shore of Cow Island, the shallow water. Well, that may be okay, because we haven't seen any cages there. And we haven't seen any markers out there that stood up more than about a month. And they would look like corner markers with no signs on them or anything. There's one little sign on the one by buoy two. But that would have been over and gone. And what, it'd go like 6 months and never be replaced. And then it would go up again and go down again. So I guess where I'm at is, with those areas leased in 2015, the only place people can go along that red channel line, either in the channel, the narrow channel, or into what I call the buffer area. And that's the place that's become where the blue way, that's where the small boats, sailboats, and all that go. So I guess where I'm at is, it may be okay to lease the channel and up there, because native clams at one time. I remember my 50 work boats used to go out there in Tonglen with patent tonglen. So, but we haven't seen any of that in, I don't know, 20 years. So nobody's harvesting clams out there. Nobody's putting cages out there. And so I guess where I said I'm going to have to get into this was to kind of fast forward to right now. Let's take a look at the blue way real quick. That area that applied for between 2, 4, and 6 is the most dangerous area, because it's the only area that you can be sure that there are no cages deployed. And that was set back a long time ago by the MRC Commission. You got the records of them, you can prove all that. Then the clamming ground that Ben mentioned was approved in May of last year, which is a giant positive step, especially when you consider that shifting sanded bottom and the exposure of this whole area to high winds, long fetch waves. I have not seen any cages on my lease because I flew into town. I did try and renew it because I figured I'd renewed it in 2012. Because I was going to try again. I did. I tried spat on shell out there. I taped sail bags out. I tried different things just to see if I could even leave my tail on and they'll all collect sand because of that shifting sandy bottom when windy days come and last for 2 or 3 days. That's what happened. So I lost. And I figured the area may still be good for anything. What? Nothing but clamming. It's good for anything. And I haven't seen any significant numbers of cages on up in the adjacent lease that's leased to the Mr. Flabot. And I haven't seen any of that. So, and this area down here where the BMRC did not lease going into Lloyd Bay is still not leased. That was a commission decision. So I did my own little chart using Google Earth, showed some of the cages I've seen up in Lions Creek, 18 inches high, very rigid steel structures, about 6 bags in each one, about 200, my guess, 250 oysters. Again, I've got restoration stuff all over the shoreline inside, but the point basically is there ought to be some sort of exclusion zone, I think, I think it'd be good for everybody around that channel to preserve the setback. And that's it. And I put the winds up there to show, you know, the broad spectrum and
sure.
arc of directions for long fetch waves.
Yep.
So that's my pitch. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Any questions of the gentleman?
Yeah, questions.
Thank you, sir. Very impressive presentation. Appreciate it. Anyone else in opposition? You have 3 minutes to rebut if you'd like, ma'am.
I'd like to assure every member of the board that we take our commitment to public safety very seriously. Cages are on that ground. They're clearly marked in accordance with VMRC regulations. Okay? I'm not really sure about the cages trapping sand, because if we had cages overboard that were trapping sand, we've got dead oysters. The lease that we're asking for is not in the channel. So please take my statements into consideration.
Thank you. Any questions? Let's follow up. Sorry, Ms. Lusk has a question for you.
I think you may have answered it, but I'm noticing on this map that I have in front of me that it looks like you have two other leases with your son in the near, in the immediate vicinity. And do you have cages on those leases?
Yes.
And do you have any, you don't have any issues?
No. We've never had an issue.
They're productive.
Never had an issue. Never had anyone that came to us with an issue.
And you don't have issues with the stand either. They're, the cages are productive there.
Cages are very productive. The last thing we want is sand on those cages.
I understand. Thank you.
Further questions? Mr. Ballard has a question for you, ma'am.
when we had the aerial photograph looking at the 6.35-acre piece, it looked like it came right up to the deep channel mark, trying to look. Would you have any objection to moving that line inward a little bit to allow a little bit of a buffer? I don't see any point in taking away that entire area from you, but I do see some of the protestants' points that it's a very narrow channel and that they need an area to kind of move off to the side, and if there are cages lining the edge of the channel, that that might be a bit of an issue.
I don't know how to answer that because, of course, we're not going to put cages in very deep water. That would be the last thing that we would need to do. So, you know, if do I object to that? No, but we wouldn't be putting cages there. If that makes sense. Yes.
Follow-up?
So if I paraphrase this, what you're saying is that that water is so shallow that boats shouldn't be navigating anyway because you wouldn't be putting cages there? Is that your
Mr.
point? Or?
Let's put the drawing back up here so we're talking about the same thing at the same time.
Yeah.
So you're talking about this area right here.
That boundary.
That's right an existing there. Lease corner already.
Right.
So we could put another corner, but I think that kind of defeats the purpose. And this is an existing lease corner. There is a channel marker right near one of these. You saw it in some of the photos Mr. Cox had. It is just inside, out of the channel. And that's, we use an existing corner. So if we set another corner over here, I'm not sure how that would help. I think she's saying she's not going to put cages right here where it's sloping down the side of the channel.
We couldn't get to them.
Further questions? Thank you, Ms. Labatt.
Thank you.
Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Minor.
Yeah, I have confidence in staff, and right now I'm reading where it says it appears leasing this area would not have more than a minimal impact to navigation in the area and should not impact other uses of the creek. So I would like to make a motion that we approve staff recommendations.
Sir, second to Mr. Meyer's motion by Mr. France. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much.